Turn your Bibles, if you will, to the book of 2 Kings. Book of 2 Kings and chapter number 5. 2 Kings and chapter number 5. Appreciate the message last night.
Yes.
You just pray for us tonight. 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master,
yes,
and honorable, because by him the Lord hath given deliverance unto Syria.
Yes.
He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper.
Amen.
And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. She said unto her mistress, Would God my Lord, or with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, Thus and thus said the maid that it was of the land, that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 pieces of gold,
yes,
and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, Now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. Oh. And it came to pass that the king of Israel had read the letter, and he rent his clothes and said, Am I a God to kill and to make alive? That this man does send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy.
Amen.
Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me. He shall know that there is a prophet in Israel.
Yes.
So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper.
Yes.
Are not Abna and Pharpar of rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage.
Yes.
And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, My father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then when he saith to thee, Wash and be clean? Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan,
yes,
according to the saying of the man of God,
yes,
and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And that's all we'll read tonight. Thank you for praying for us, and I'd ask that you'd help us for just a few minutes. And I know this is familiar scripture, and I've been thinking on this scripture for a few days now. And the thought that the Lord's given us, if we could be a help to someone tonight for just a few minutes, and I don't want to sound like a smart aleck, and I really thought about this and tried to pray that God would give me what He had me to preach on tonight, but I'd like to preach on this thought. If the Lord would help me, I'd like to preach on take it or leave it. Amen.
Yeah, come on.
Or leave it. Now here we know that here this little handmaid, the Bible don't give us her name, but says that she was a handmaid unto Naaman's wife, and how that she heard and she knew that had Naaman, even though he was a great man of valor, but the Bible says he was a leper. And I'll stop right there and say this. Hey, it doesn't matter how great you think you are or where you were born. I'll assure you, every one of us here tonight has a problem. The problem is sin. Amen. And the Bible says, thank God that she said, but I went to God that Naaman could get back down to my home country. I said that there's a man of God down there that could help him. And all of a sudden, I'll tell you, tonight is just like the situation that our country's in tonight. How they look to the government, how they look to financial aid, how to find healing for their sin problems. They'll pour money into doctors. They're looking for help here and help there. And the brethren of the world cannot recover itself from a leprosy. And so they said, all that gold and silver and changes around it down. I thank God, and I sent a letter to the king. And the Bible says that the king of Israel got the letter and said, what am I, God, that I can heal this man of leprosy? They thought they were setting him up. Amen. But hear me, the Bible says that Elisha, being the man of God, I sent word to the king. I said, listen, I just sent Naaman down here out of where I am. And I'll let him know that there's a God in Israel. I don't know where he been. I tried to get your help. But I'll assure you, Donald Trump didn't have it. And Joe Biden don't have it. Help, if we get it, a step away. The king couldn't do nothing for him. Amen. His feathers was already ruffled. Amen. A lot of people, Brother Joe, don't want help unless they can buy him. Unless they can wear a badge and say that I achieved it. But I'm going to tell you tonight, I'm the greatest help I ever got. I was free. Amen. I'm a thank God. He gave it to me anyway. And he loved me. And he died for me. Hear me this evening. And the Bible said that how they went down there. And my friend, and how they come down to Elisha's house. Amen. And this is where it really gets close. Amen. He had all his silver and his money. And they went and knocked at the door. And Elijah didn't even go out there and meet him. I just sent a little messenger out there. I said, you just tell Naaman how to go to the River Jordan and dip seven times. Amen. And the Bible said that he spoke up and said, do we not have better rivers? I'm back home. And he wants me to go down out to the River of Jordan. We've got cleaner waters. I'm back home. Hear me today. There ain't but one way to get to heaven. And it's not by cleaning yourself up in the way that you think you can. It's not saying we got a better way. Paul warned us and told us there'd come a day. But we keep unto themselves teachers and engineers. We are in that day. Our people say, we live in a country that if boys want to be girls and girls want to be boys and you want to do this and do that, it's all right. But I'm telling you, you can take the gospel or leave it. For anybody, it is what it is. Yes, sir. And the Bible said,
Hallelujah. He said, go down there. And he got mad. And he left in a rage. Amen. He's headed back home. Listen to me.
Glory.
And the Bible said, how that his little servant spoke up and said, now Naaman, let's think about this. You come down here sick, and if the rich are going, you're going to go back home sick. Amen. In other words, take it or leave it. I know you didn't want it to happen this way. I know you don't like this. I know you don't want to go down that slick, muddy bank out to the river of Jordan. But Naaman, if he had asked you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? If he had asked you for 12,000 pieces of silver, would you not have said, give me just a few more days, I'll go back and get 6,000 more? Just so you could say you had a hand in it.
Yeah.
Naaman, what he's asking you to do is very simple.
Yeah.
And if you want it tonight, you can have it. Thank God. Let's just head down to the river and you'll get it there. Amen. And the Bible said how that Naaman went on there. How you can take it or leave it tonight.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, yes, sir. Elisha didn't stutter. He said, go get seven calves and you'll be healed.
Yes.
Jesus didn't stutter when he said, I am the one.
Hey,
I am the truth. I am the life. If anybody's going to come to my Father, they've got to come by me. Paul wrapped it up and said, there is no other name given among men, or whereby men must be saved. Take it or leave it tonight. I mean, it'll do you good if you'll take it and believe it. And take you for what it's worth.
Amen, brother.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Naaman made his way down in the water.
Yes.
And he got down there. Amen. I've preached this several times, but I like it. I could just see his servants up there on the bank. And Naaman waiting out in the water.
Yes.
And he got out there and he went down. Amen. Old Naaman said, this is crazy. He went down again.
Yeah.
Oh, why I'm embarrassed. You know how much money I got on the bank?
Yeah.
Here I am in this nasty water. He went down the third time. I can't believe he didn't come out and just wave his hand and call on the Lord. Heal me. How does he know who I am? He went down the fourth time.
Yeah, come on.
One more time. And when he come up the seventh time, and the Bible said he was made clean.
Amen.
I take it or leave it, it'll still work like you said it would.
Amen.
Yes, sir. But I don't know about you. I thought when Naaman was on his way back home, I believe he said, I'm glad I took it.
Yeah.
I still left it. Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'd persuaded a night that service after service, how people come in and they don't want to take it like it is.
Come on, brother.
Leave it and go back out in the same trouble that they came in as. I wish I could tell you that you could do it some other way. If there was any other way, amen, the Lord would have told us. But he didn't tell us no other way. He said, you must be born again.
Yeah.
And you must be saved.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm still a preacher that believes.
Yeah.
In my wallet, and I ain't got a Bible tract, or in my Bible case, that can give you the words to say. and to get saved. I still believe that when God deals with a man or woman, boy or girl's heart, He's dealt them the measure of faith.
Yeah.
To
come
receive
on,
and believe in Him. I can't save you, but the Lord can.
Amen.
Elijah couldn't dip seven times for Naaman.
Yep.
But Naaman could.
Yep.
And you can take it tonight or leave it
anyway.
The question is, what are you going to do with it?
That's right.
Your choice. These people here tonight, you've been in church your whole life, but you've tried to tiptoe around the whole counsel of God. I'm going to tell you, how the people say, well, the Bible says it, and that settles it. I'm going to tell you something. It settles it whether you believe it or not. God's word is the final authority.
That's right.
I don't know what y'all's articles of faith read, like, but in ours, one of them says that the word of God is the final authority.
Yeah.
And it ought to be our rule of thumb for private and public life. And I'm going to tell you what, the word of God has been good for me.
Yeah.
It's helped me, it's guided me, and thank God, take it or leave it, it still works today.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Someone said, I sung a song, what's wrong with living right? I'm going to tell you something, I've looked in the word of God. I haven't found nothing wrong with it.
Amen.
I haven't found a thing in the world wrong with it. Yes, sir, you can take it or leave it tonight. And whether you have it or not, Naaman could have dipped five times. Naaman could have went back home and dipped 21 times. He could have done all these things. But it wouldn't have worked.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you tonight, there's people that are preaching false doctrine.
Come on, brother.
Or they're preaching that, well, everybody goes to heaven.
Yep.
I don't know how y'all are up here in Tennessee.
Come on, brother.
But I'm going to tell you down there where we live. It could be the meanest, rottenest fella in the community. And you let him get killed.
Yep.
Or die.
Come on, come on.
Or someone robbed him and beat him up. And they'll say, well, he just lit up the room. He's just an angel. But if you did him well, a pit bull dog would run from him. He is a stain. Listen, not everybody, not all dogs go to heaven.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, you can take it or leave it tonight. It's still a truth. Amen. They'll die down there and they'll be all the greatest thing there ever was.
Yeah.
Amen. There was a killer in our community. I'm going to tell you what, it don't matter how much money you get.
Yeah.
It don't matter how many how sack lunches you hand out. It doesn't matter how many cups of water you give. How many people in the prison you go see. If you never met the Lord.
Yeah,
he said, in that day, I'll look at you and I'll say, I never knew you. You take it or leave it tonight. Your good works is worth about as much as this sticky note. It does no good unless the Lord's in it. If He's in it, it'll be worse of it. But if not, you're just kicking the pricks. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, you are. Like it or not. That's how it is. You know what? I've tried to justify my life several times to the Lord. You ain't going to justify nothing.
No.
Yeah, I know you won't. I tell them all the time at the church, if you got to talk yourself into it, you got to ask for someone else's permission.
Yeah.
Like it or not, it's probably wrong.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
I didn't have to waver in my mind and decide it out whether I need to come to church on Sunday and Wednesday night. It's just a given. Amen.
Yeah.
Not because I have to, I'm because I want to.
Yeah.
And take it or leave it tonight. You have to get to a point in your life where you shout out to Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And follow Him wholeheartedly.
Amen.
Do what He says. It's easy tonight.
Come on, brother.
For us to tiptoe
Around our close acquaintances.
Yes, come on. Think about it.
Come on, brother.
But I'm going to tell you what my biggest fault is, and God help me.
Touch him,
Jesus.
As my old mama sits at home every Sunday morning and don't come to the house of God. My sister, Brother Bobby, both of my sisters and their families sit at home and don't come to the house of God.
Lord,
but you know what the Lord told the disciples? Now take it or leave it. You can have this or not.
Yeah.
But if your own family won't talk to you about the Lord,
amen.
Now, take it or leave it tonight.
Yeah.
The chances are they probably know something about you you wish they didn't know.
Come on.
Amen. And you act somewhere around them like you wish you wouldn't act. My wife gets on me all the time. Not that I just go crazy, Brother Tim, or just forget who I am. But you know, you with family, you can let loose a little bit. You can just calm down. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. I like it or not, amen. If we can't do what the Lord said, the Lord told his disciples, he said, start at home, amen.
Amen.
Start at home and work your way.
Amen, that's right.
Amen. Well, I can't run my own family to Christ.
Yeah.
And my own children don't want to be around me.
Yeah.
Why in the world would the man up the road want to hear what I got to say?
Yeah.
You can take it or leave it tonight. That's Bible doctrine. Amen. And it's time that we get our hearts right with God. Amen. And quit saying, well, I know the Lord said to dip seven times, but I'm only going to do three. Amen. It won't work. We won't live in full victory. Amen. No matter how uncomfortable it is, we have to do what he says do to see the results.
Amen.
That breaks my heart. That I pastor a church, I've been there for 8 years, and I can count on one time how many, one hand, how many times my whole family has been there.
Praise God.
And I'm going to tell you something tonight.
Praise God.
It seems like that more and more we're satisfied with just what we got.
Yeah.
It's all right, preacher. The Lord said that they'd be a great farmer away. He did say that, but I'm not going to contribute to it.
Amen.
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 We're contributing to the great falling of
God.
It's like what Brother EJ preached last night, the Lord of Extra.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you what tonight, God is expecting us to go the extra mile and do the extra mile to be sure the gospel is unadulterated.
Ah,
that is not watered down. And I know I'm running rabbits, but you know what the Bible says in the Old Testament when the first supper, or rather the first Passover was celebrated. He told them, he said, listen, you put up that fatted calf. He said, amen. He said, on that night, he said, you take it and you put the blood on the doorpost and the barrel. He said, you take that lamb, everything, amen, the entrails, and the skin, the whole lamb, amen, and you roast it with fire and bitter herbs.
Yes.
He said, don't you sodden it down with water.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you what we've done. We have taken the word of God and we have sodden it with water.
Yes.
I told someone, Brother Bobby.
God help us all.
Amen. I'll tell you, I was a little nervous tonight being here.
You're on, brother.
There's some people here that never heard me preach before that I know.
Bless God.
And that sometimes be a little frightful.
Yeah.
I don't know y'all, so I'm not worried about what y'all think. There's some people that you know that bothers you.
Yeah.
Jesus. That's all we've done.
Touch him, Lord. Bless
him, Lord. We have taken that word and we have sodded it down when we're around certain people because we don't want to offend nobody.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, brother.
Think about it.
Amen. But I told my friend, Brother Joe, the other day, we got two Brother Joes in the house. I know, I'll say both Brother Joes. Now, tell you what, I told him. He couldn't understand. He's new to the church. Brother Bobby, you know him, Brother Logan.
He come from the First Baptist Church. Ain't nothing wrong with the First Baptist Church. Ain't nothing wrong with the Second Baptist. Ain't nothing wrong with the Pentecostal message. He ain't along there preaching the word. I mean, he had a different perspective. Then the first time he heard me preach, he about fell out on the floor. Amen. He thought I was going to die. Amen. I said, no, I'm all right. Don't worry. Yeah. But he's been a member of our church now for, he's been going to our church for about a year. And I told him the other day, I said, you know, sometimes it's kind of hard when you have to get up and preach. And you know everything about everybody.
Yeah.
In the pews. We don't know everything. But you know a lot more than everybody else does. Because you're their pastor.
Yes.
Bless him, Lord.
And they come to you and they tell you. There's things going on in my church right now. If I shared it with my church members, some of them would quit coming. But you never know what's going on in the person sitting right next to you.
Yes.
You never know what kind of trouble they're facing.
Right.
You have no idea what is haunting them at home.
Right.
They come to church, they look good, they act good, they smell good, amen.
Yeah.
And it's all okay.
Amen.
But when they go back home, there's trouble.
Yeah.
That's why we got to be so careful just to love people.
Yes.
And just be kind to people, because you have no idea what they left at home before they got here.
Yeah.
But I told him, Brother Bobby, I said, it's hard to know everything that's going on in people's lives.
Yeah.
And have to get up on Sunday morning and preach knowing about everything. Because I'm a human too. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
I am. I hurt just like you do. I think about stuff just like you do. Amen. But I told him, I said, when you get in the pulpit, and preachers, you hear me good. Some of you have been preaching longer than I've been alive. I mean, this is something that we need to drive home, brother. He said, I don't care, brother EJ, how good of friends we are, brother Bobby, how good of friends we are. I even to my wife, how much I love her. And to my children, amen. When I'm out in the pulpit, I don't have a wife. I don't have a fishing buddy. I don't have a wife, buddy. I thank God when you get in the pulpit, you got to preach what the say the word. Take it or leave it,
amen.
Because it does nobody no good.
That's right.
Do not tell him the truth.
That's right. Can't be a respectful person.
I just said seven times, man.
Amen.
And we can go back home and you can leave it just like you come. Or
come on, brother.
Just go down to that dirty water.
Yeah.
And hit seven times.
Yeah.
And you get all cleaned up.
Yeah.
You can go back home a new man.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what. I don't know how long you've been holding on to what you've been holding on to. But you can take it back home with you.
Come on, brother.
You can leave it here tonight. Amen. You can say with a surety that something happened to me at Oak Grove Baptist Church in 2022 on an April Tuesday night. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what. I thank God you'll know it. Oh, when it's here and what it tells you to do.
Thank you.
I'm going to share this with you. I'm going to be done. I don't want to get cheesy because we're up here fishing. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. What Brother EJ said that last night about how his daddy told him, you'll know it when it's on. Where's Tay at? Listen to me, son. You listen to your daddy.
Come on.
Hey, come on, bro. You listen to me.
Bless his heart.
We was out there fishing yesterday. And people said, I know when it's the Lord.
Come on.
I don't know when it's the Lord.
Come on.
Brother Joe, we had him a minute thrown out the back of the boat. That thing, it was bumping along. He said, Daddy. He said, something's got that thing. I said, son, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
When that 4-pound smallmouth gets a hold of it, it ain't going to be no tick, tick, tick. And I'm going to tell you something. It wasn't very long. A 3.5-pound smallmouth got on that thing and straightened his line out to the back that I thought he was hung. And I'm going to tell you something. Again, a lot of times emotion get involved.
Yeah.
And we get a little tick-tack, a little pitter-patter.
Yeah.
And we say, oh, and I'm going to tell you something. When the God of this universe sends his Holy Spirit and convicts your heart, you will know.
Amen. That's a good point.
At that point, you got to take it or
leave. That's right.
He's long-suffering and merciful.
Amen.
And his arms are still outstretched. And I believe you can come and you call on him.
Right.
And as long as a sick and sinner is looking for that Savior, salvation is going to take place.
Amen.
I don't know the matter of time, but at that point, when he knocks on that door, that's the time to come. Because if you leave, you start second-guessing. And your heart gets callous. But I'm going to tell you something. If you'll take it right there.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's why the servants cut it off. Said, David, I know you're raised. I know you're mad. I know this ain't what you want. This ain't what you bargained for. But just do it, man.
Amen. 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 Give it a try.
Amen. What you got to lose?
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Well, each other, the woman with all the money.
Thank you, Lord.
With the issue of blood, she spent all she had.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to save you a little bit of trouble.
Amen.
But don't spend all you had on the quack down the road.
Come on. Yeah.
And doctors got their places.
Yeah. Amen.
And I said this Sunday morning, there's supplements to God and supplements to the Word of God.
Right.
But there is not a replacement for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
People will help you in this world. God gave them that to help us.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you what. Let me save you some trouble. Just try Jesus first.
Amen.
She spent all she had.
Yes.
And then she run out. And then she said, you know what? I think I'll just purpose in my heart. If I can get to Jesus, I'll get the help I need.
That's right.
And she had to get to Him. She got the help
Thank
he needed.
You, Lord.
Listen to me tonight. If the Lord's dealing with your heart as they come with a verse of some song, I want you to know that you can take the Lord just like He is. I'll tell you what. I've looked at Him. And men of great degrees looked at Him. Everyone sitting here tonight that's been saved has looked at Him. And they ain't found not a thing wrong with Him. Amen. I ain't found nothing wrong with Him. And I got news for you. You won't either. You just take Him like He is. He'll save you just like you are. He'll know it. As we stand on our feet tonight, if you need to come pray, I'd be glad to pray with you. You ain't going to leave this little church house tonight without Jesus. You can be saved. And it's easy. Come, repent, and believe, and receive the free gift of God. And then make with the mouth confession unto salvation. That's that simple.